Tuesday morning to you. It's 10 o'clock, and you're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta, New York. Always streaming at wonyfm.org. Time to get underway for another edition of Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. Hang on. First of all, check your Wony Weekly update. Join the Office of Global Education today at 6:30 in the Hunt Union Ballroom for a multicultural variety show. Listen to the beautiful songs, poems, and messages that other students have to share, or enjoy the beautiful music and dances that our Oneonta community will bring to us. There will be a theater department audition for the spring play Alleged Children of Darkness this evening at 6:30 in the Hamblin Theater of the Fine Arts Building. You can sign up for audition times on the call board outside of Fine Arts 106. You can do that. There will be a Latin American cuisine lunch tomorrow beginning at 11:30 a.m. in my kitchen at Mills. Learn about different Latin American countries through their signature dishes, as well as upcoming faculty-led programs, study abroad opportunities in certain Latin American countries. An Asian language learning will be holding a cookie fundraiser tomorrow from 1 to 4 in the Fitzell lobby. This is getting me hungry here. All this food we're talking about. Well, stop by and enjoy a taste of East Asia by purchasing popular matcha and white cookies. White chocolate cookies, I should say. Yeah, the chocolate, yeah. With refreshing South Korean milk drinks. All right. More campus news coming in the next hour, of course. And my name is Professor Simonson. Mark Simonson, as they call me, off the hill. Out in the big city of Oneonta. Host of the show for the next couple hours. I'm so glad you're here. Glad to have you along, as always. I guess the big news around this week is weather and the drought conditions in the region. We've got red flags for wildfires because things are so dry. Well, the National Weather Service says for today and tomorrow, you can expect sunny skies with temps in the 50s and overnight lows near 40. By tomorrow night, the much-needed rain moves in. We'll see showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll put up with it. Much cooler, too, though. Highs in the low 40s, 30s for nighttime lows. Maybe a little bit of that snow up in the higher elevations. So I guess we could say today's theme would be water. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. And that, the usual look back at SUNY Oneonta history. Later this hour, we'll look at 50 years ago, 75 years ago, what was going on here on campus at SUNY Oneonta. Well, I'll keep you up to date. I'm Oneonta's a historian, and I love this stuff. 135 years old, this campus is. So we'll kind of look back at our history. But now, let's get underway with Old School Vinyl. I'm the old professor. You know who you are. And, old school. Old School Vinyl. The old professor on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
know you had all the presents to pay, little queen. Making your passion play, little queen.
It's Old School Vinyl with the old professor here on 90.9 WONY. Good morning to you. About 19 past 10 if you're looking at the clock or not. I welcome you. We'll be here this past set. We're no looking back, that's for sure. That was Michael McDonald. He was on his own away from the Doobie Brothers for a while there. For that, we heard Harch, Little Queen, also known as Vivian, playing with cat toys, probably. Yeah. We turned it on again. That was Genesis before that. And starting us out was Foreigner. We're a long, long way from home. I'm at least 8 blocks. A couple miles. Glad you're along wherever you may be. Down in the Lonely Valley with a little receiver, or down in Brooklyn, or up in Plaistow, New Hampshire. Who do you know in Plaistow, New Hampshire? Well, again, it's Old School Vinyl. And, you know, Oneonta, actually, no. This whole region needs your help on two fronts these days. See, we're in a drought. We're in some danger of wildfires, although not as bad in some areas, like, you know, the one on the New York-New Jersey border, out in the west. Well, nevertheless, one little misguided spark, and, well, you know the old Smokey Bear saying, only you can prevent wildfires. How do you do? Be careful with any kind of flame outdoors. The city of Oneonta is under a water service emergency declaration. Our reservoir, it's way down. But you could conserve water. And it's important because we're hopefully not having to use it for fighting careless fires. All right? So I got some ideas for you. Don't let the water run when brushing your teeth or shaving. Maybe a minute or two less in the shower. Make sure your dishwasher and your washing machine is doing a full load. If you notice a faucet leaking, tell your landlord or your building supervisor, maybe even your RA, and they can pass the word along for you. Save water. We want to stay safe from fires. We want to stay hydrated. You and I can help that out. We can make that happen. So careful with that little flame and conserve water. Oh, yeah. And hope for some rain. Indeed. Trying to conjure up some water here. So our next theme is going to be water-oriented. I'm the old professor. And this is Old School Vinyl. Best off some of the old stuff. Play some album cuts by artists you probably know but never heard the songs. That's all good. I'll play some hits too along the way. You can count on that. Yeah, let's get back to this water theme here. Let's conjure up some water here. Maybe the vining rod does get the stuff going. I don't know. But glad you're here. And you're listening to Old School Vinyl. The Old Professor. Right here at 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love. We'll be right back.
WONY. Letting it rain. Well, we sure hope so. Eric Clapton. Classic. An old school vinyl with the old book. predecessor. Before that, not much to do with water, but the name of the band is Little Rubber Band. By my side. Right, you're by my side. I Love a Rainy Night. Before that was Eddie Rabbit. Starting us out was America. And Riverside. An old school vinyl. Glad you're here. Thanks for joining me this morning. A little bit later on, about noontime, if you like the variety you're hearing here, you're going to like the variety with Scope Out with Soph. That starts at noon today. I listened to her show last week, and she plays more contemporary stuff, but nice, nice mix of jazz and rock and folk. You like it. Stick around. Stick around all day. This is prime real estate territory here. We've got all kinds of shows coming up tonight. Late tonight, even, too, with Danny Lennox. 10 o'clock. Here, 90.9 WONY. And we're 135 years old. Well, look, today over 134 here at SUNY Aniata. But, let's look back at some history here. We'll drop back 50 years ago. You know what? This very radio station, 90.9 WONY, was granted its FCC license to broadcast over the regular FM airwaves. It took actually until April 1975 to get ready for that first broadcast. You didn't need to get it through the Oneonta cable TV service or electrical current as it was. Dream Match 3 was underway. I kept you in suspense about this last week between Hartwick College and SUNY Oneonta soccer. And this time, the Dream Match went to the Hartwick Warriors, as they were known then. They beat the Red Dragons 1-0. The movies, Split Week, This Theater, Vanishing Wilderness in the first part of the week, and then The Trial of Billy Jack moved to the Showcase Cinema. At the Showcase, it was Dr. Zhivago. And everybody was headed home for Thanksgiving. If you lived on Long Island, it was Oneonta State Night at the Tabard Ale House in Montauk. That was Thanksgiving night. Music by Blue Hair. Drinks were 40 cents from 9 to 10. Get there often. Yeah. So look back at history. Stay with us. Another hour to go after this. We'll take it to the top of the hour with more fine old school vinyl on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Down.
90.9 WONY FM, Oneonta, New York. Always streaming at wonyfm.org. Good morning to you. 10:58, and it's old school vinyl with the old professor. So we'll be hearing that last set, eh? Better run, Manny. Run, Manuela, run. That's Toto. For that kind of mystical, we're moving in stereo. Cars. The cars in there, yeah. Sun is still shining. It is. Hopefully it'll make way for rain later tonight. Let's hope so. The Moody Blues. And starting us out is the Alan Parsons Project. With What Goes Up Must Come Down. Old School Vinyl. Old Professor Mark Simonson here. Hi. On a Tuesday. Take a look at our Wony Weekly Update here. You know, here, we here at Wony would love to hear from you. You know, we do these top-of-the-hour news updates. And if you have a campus event or an announcement or a newsworthy topic you'd like to share on the airwaves, I got mine to read it. Please submit it for consideration. A short write-up, 50 words or 150 or so, containing all those essential points. Journalist students, you know those, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Mm-hmm. Send it to wonyfn.org. We're getting close to finals, no doubt about that. And with that comes stress. So why don't you take a little time away from that today by joining the Exercise Science Club tomorrow afternoon at 3 in the Chase Gym Room 103, as you'll have a chance to make stress balls out of balloons and Play-Doh, right? The Anthropology Club will be hosting Guessology tomorrow, 6 p.m. in Physical Science Room 246. Step into the past with artifacts and images from around the world. Guess their history, test your knowledge, and uncover amazing cultural stories. And the Artist Guild at SUNY Oneonta is holding a creative writing general meeting tomorrow. That's at 6:30 and fits out 206. It'll give you time to collaborate, critique, or simply have space to work on your art of writing. Cross those eyes.